And so to be a solo artist, and you know, we were doing quite well in the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
You know, I've been to California a few times trying to get a record deal. And I said, you know what, man, the next time I go to California, they're gonna invite me. Okay. And so they did. Jimmy and Terry called me one day and said, hey, we got a deal for you, you know? And I was playing my music. It's so ironic because I was playing my music quite loud in the background. And Terry Lewis said, well, I'm gonna use the N-word, but he's the brother. He said, hey, brother, go turn that music down. Now, usually somebody says something like that to me. Terry knows me. I'd get like, how dare you call my house and tell me to turn my music down?
Yes.
And he said, we got a deal for you. And I went like, wow. And it was like,
Yeah.
I was walking around, I was riding my bike and doing all kinds of stuff. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything, but I got a deal from Cali, you know? I got
Yeah.
a deal. And we hadn't signed anything or anything. But, you know, those are my real friends. And so, you know, they had made a promissory that came home one weekend and I was performing downtown Minneapolis. And they said, you know what, dude? We just signed a production deal with Taboo, Clarence Avant. And once we get our feet planted firmly on the ground, we're going to come back and get you a deal.
Okay.
Well, hell, that's exactly what happened. Okay. So I knew I would get it. I didn't know that I would take a trip and never leave the farm, you know?
Yes. Well, that album was fantastic.
Thank you, my brother.